I never get tired of peeling off your shell. Your skin is beautiful, and it should be on display. You know it would make fine clothes. Your kind used to do that a long time ago. Flay victims and wear them as a sign of power. I don't do this for power. I do it for fun. And for your screams, which are delicious, by the way. Everything about you is delicious. Even your blood. I'm not with the likes of vampires. They might have our blood, but they'll never be us. We consume everything and leave nothing accounted for. We're not wasteful. All those creatures that are said to watch you as you sleep, hiding in the shadows, waiting for the right time to catch you, they're all real. And many of them descended from us. It was quite the scandal when it happened. Purely accidental, but Zewe allowed it to continue. And now, vampires and their siblings are like an infection. But humans keep the reproduction rate high enough. Zewe, that's who we call father. You're going to hear that name a lot. Maybe during the decade I left you alone, I should have given you some books for studying our language. You'll be a native in no time. Well, we're having a casual conversation with half your skin missing, so it looks to me like you're adjusting. And you were so happy to see me too after I left you. The room was a mess. You were a mess. Were your thoughts that troubling? Nothing to do, nothing to distract you. The only entertainment in the room was you. I remember it was the third year. You almost snapped, banging your head against the wall. Of course, your skull would crack first. And then the year after, not even a few days after I added the tool set for you to play with, you immediately used yourself as a canvas. You were that bored. No trying to chisel your way out. You're smarter than that. Instead, you needed stimulation, which led to you being quite, how should I put this, creative. Normally, souls wait a little longer, or hesitate at the very least. But you just went for it. It was a wonderful sight, watching you break as you did. I watched you the whole time. Climbing, pacing, sleeping. You were riddled with nightmares. So many. And the dreams of your former life twisted into true horror. I think I did quite well with some of them. You think your dreams are hidden from me? My dear. You know so little. And that's my fault for not having taught you much of anything. But you needed humbling, and a decade seemed like enough time. Lift your chin up. Lift up. Look at me. Your eyes are still so defiant. You're tough, and I love it. You're making it exciting for me, and we've barely even begun. But tell me, my Ixus, Would you like a break? This is no trick. I said your life would be different being bound to me. I have some kind of decency. I'll return your skin to you. I think you need something a little lighter. How about a wash? All this blood is going to stain your pretty skin. All right, breathe. You feel better? Okay, let's get you off this wall. Oh, I've got you. You're right. I could just suspend you. But where's the fun in that? You'd be fighting against nothing. With chains, you can pull and twist. Try to break free if you can. You can physically see your progress, and I like the sound of them, and the way they look on you. Very fitting. If you're so confident, next time I'll bring out the spiked chains and see how you fare, and how long you beg me to take them off. Nice and easy. Are you more comfortable? Look at your poor wrists. So sore. Oh, do they hurt? I can imagine. You tell yourself to not tense. When you're being flayed, it's a natural response. You'll get used to it. In a few hundred years, maybe. You need to learn, because you'll be doing it on other souls. But right now, you're mine to tease. Tease, torture, what's the difference? They're one and the same for me, and either way, I'm entertained. You want to be soothed instead? Okay, I'll change that for you. What? I didn't use chains this time. This is silk. It won't irritate your wrists, don't worry. I'm a considerate host. Well, I would say you knew what you signed up for, but we don't even put that in the fine print. Then again, who you sell yourself to is a bit of a giveaway. Now, let's clean you up, shall we? I'll start with your face. Now close your eyes. You still don't trust me? I might do things that aren't moral in your world, but I've never lied to you about doing it. I've told you the truth at every turn. If I deceived you, I would understand, but everything you've asked, I've answered. Shouldn't that be enough? Well done. It feels nice, right? You haven't been able to do this for so long. It must be strange feeling good temperature water and not the boiling water I changed the floor to a few weeks ago. You lasted a while before you had to stand on the pedestal. How long was it? About 23 minutes. And on your first try, too. I've had souls before that only lasted 3 or 5. Boring and predictable. The highest first timer was 31 minutes. But that's only because I told her if she held out that long, I'd let her sleep on a feather mattress instead of metal springs that could just spring at any moment. She ended up in Nezhna Razem, the House of Nejnat. They're known to be more diplomatic, unlike the houses of Lor and Zertar. They do have some good workers, but the majority of them only think with blood. An obvious trait, you might think, when it comes to the demons you know. But there is more to us than that. Exactly, an order. You're learning. There is much to know, so ask. Lift your head up so I can get your neck. In total, for this ring, there are 6 houses. But for the other rings, I do not know. We are told what happens beyond Shetimach, only that the other planes work in tandem with ours. How can I explain this? Like, this plane is one cog in a machine, but we cannot see the other cogs, or how big the machine is. All we know is that it works. It doesn't concern me. All I need to know is my role here, and currently that is tending to you. I've added many souls to the houses, and to Fajadir. I'm allowed a small break. And when I left you for a decade, I was perusing through humanity, watching them to see if they changed any. No, they did not, and will not. We've been in business for so long because humans do not change. They're innovative, sure, but the same things drive them. There are a few outliers, people who grow to be completely selfless, who earn their place in the higher rings. Remember, you were supposed to go there, but revenge and murder enticed you more. Do you regret it? Then you belong here. Some houses prefer to take souls who caused havoc just because they could. They like the chaos and getting drunk on power. But I prefer humans like you. Layered. Not just so I can peel them off and see what's beneath, but to understand motivations and reasons. I like to learn. And though humans tend to choose the same paths, there are times I am curious. Like with you. That's why I wanted you in the first place. Your resolve to live was beautiful. When someone is close to death, they normally fight to stay alive for whoever is in their life. Family, friends, anyone. But all you had was the raw need to avenge yourself. And you called me. I'm quite flattered, really. His soul. I didn't bind him to me, but I offered him to someone temporarily. Ooh, that perked you up. You can see him again, you know. He's been suffering ever since you killed him, and I could fetch him for you. He can be your first test subject, if you're good. Look at your face. So ready to continue your revenge down here. I will never get tired of seeing it. You want it, right? You want to hear him scream by your hands. To torture him as you please. And when his body gives out, you do it again. And again. I know you're already thinking of creative ways to make him suffer. I've given you plenty. And if all goes well, you'll have a plaything. Experiment on him all you like. And you would be able to, because of me. Now, what do you say? No, you say. Thank you, Duha. Duha. It means owner, only said by those who are owned, like you. Yes, you know my name, but from here on you cannot call me by it. if you want to really embrace the life you have now, in this ring, you must adapt. And like I said before, the quicker you accept it, the easier it will be. Go on. Say it again. Duha. Come on. Good. Well done, my Ixus. You'll have to get used to my language. It's only fair. I've learned the world. And you won't be going back there, so I'll give you small lessons here and there. Maybe write it into your skin so you remember. Ixus is a term for an own soul, which means you, my soul. Believe me, soon my words will sound more like a pastime than a threat of unimaginable pain. But the sooner you get used to it, the quicker I can change my methods. Right now, you're getting a taste of what you can do to others, and the man who is down here. Keep that fire in you. As soon as it goes out, you know where you're going. Exactly. And I think the forest does not deserve you. You're too good. Wrong word. Too precious to spend eternity in that place. You're better off staying with me. If you left, I'd get another soul. You might be precious, but you're not special. I took an interest in you, and I allowed you to make a deal. I gave you loose parameters, kept you alive, watched you all that time. You interested me, and though there aren't as many souls like you, I know where to look to kill my boredom. Since you made a deal with me, my existence has been very fun. Wouldn't you agree? You've been doing well, keeping my attention. Don't bore me, or I'll have to kill my boredom again, okay? Good. You want a kiss? I haven't given you much affection. I should reward you for making me return sooner than expected. Well, I was just excited to see you again. In the flesh, I mean. I intended to stay away for another decade at least, but something compelled me to come back when I said I would. I'm almost an entity of my word. Yes, if you talk vaguely, there's nothing that's truly binding. A lot of speculation. A lot of assumption. If I said, I may kiss you, I might not. There's no lie or truth, only a thought. And for you, my dear Ixus, I'll give it. Do you not want the kisses after all? It's the only sweetness I've given you in a while. No, you don't get the privilege of holding me. I want you like this, where denying you is a form of pain. I don't want to give everything now, do I? Because you'll begin making demands, thinking that you have me wrapped around your finger, that with every flutter of your eyes I'll succumb to whatever whim you spin. You're attractive enough for that to work in your purgatory, but it won't work on me. Come now, don't look so disappointed. Look at me. I said, look at me. You want to be punished? To be flayed down to your bones again? Good. You've endured well. And now is your time to take a breather. Do you want kisses or not? You need to say it. Well done. You're the only sweetness I taste in here. I won't become addicted, but I will always return until you belong to something else. Either another house or the forest. But that won't happen for a long time. You've only just arrived, and no one can take you from me. You're mine. Everything that you own about yourself is mine. This cheek, your lips, your skin, all for me. You signed it away without any hesitation, so you can't complain when I take it. Do remember what I am. Did I fool you? Did you think that perhaps going down to your hell wouldn't be as bad as you thought? That what you heard were just bedtime stories to make sure you humans stayed good. We told your kind what happens in here. I don't know when the first tales were told, but we're not connected to your religions or any one thing humans created. We're all a part of something bigger, a balance of energy, an order of chaos. And sometimes, that energy rots, and it needs to be placed somewhere safe. We covet things that are broken. Those in the higher rings have opportunities to return to your world, likely because their energy is sufficient enough to use again. Yes, that means you're broken. The moment you summoned me, it shattered. But, as you said, you don't regret it. And even in here, revenge is still on your mind. Yes, I know what he did. He cared for you. Looked after you. He was one of the only people you trusted and loved. And in your life, that was difficult to come by. And when you finally thought everything was going well, and that you were safe, he betrayed you. He only kept you for his own satisfaction, without love, leading you along because he knew you'd follow him anywhere. But he got tired of you. And in his life, you were a complication. So he wanted you dead. And he almost succeeded. He took everything from you. Your love, your trust, your happiness. In some ways, you could think he took your soul, too. If not for your revenge, you wouldn't be here. You were hopelessly devout. I see that rage behind your eyes. That beautiful fire. He stripped your peace from you. He broke your soul. He deserved what you gave him, and he deserves it still. Don't you think? Soon I'll give it to you. I'll give you the means to let that fire free so you can burn him in whatever way you desire. No, not all souls get that privilege. The majority live out the rest of their existence, haunted by their nightmares and their most pleasant dreams, twisted by us. Again and again until they can't tell the difference between reality and their thoughts. We make a new truth for them. Well, you don't belong to just anyone, do you? And you should remember that. All some of us do is torture. They think only of pain. But I like to savor. What's the point cramming punishment into a few decades when you can stretch it out over an eternity and give small praises in the spaces between? want you to keep guessing, that's why. When you saw me return, were you happy that your pain might end? Or were you fearing something harsher? Exactly. You had no idea. And that's my style. I like to keep you on your toes. Like that game in your world. The floor is lava. Though here, I can actually make that real. Not now. When you least expect it, you'll just drop. What? This is my job. I have a soul and I need to abide by the contract. Of course, I take pleasure in it. I was made for this. You have potential. More than others I've had. Some couldn't bear physically hurting another person, even though they ended up here. That's not the only way to hurt someone. You know that more than most, don't you think? Since you were young, you hated humans, right? Because of how they treated you, how they didn't understand you. You tried your best, but sometimes your best is not enough. And you realized what your kind was. Majority of them, anyway. Lying, cheating, manipulating. Every single reminder that maybe there was no hope. And then he came along. So bright, so dreamy. Almost too good to be true. And he gave you everything. And then he took it all away. But you have me now. You're not completely alone. If you had no one to bind to, you would probably live your life without anyone. You'd still suffer, but you won't see them. It would just be done to you. And that would be how you exist in this place. Constantly and always alone. Oh, many condemned souls would think you have it real nice and comfortable. Look at this bed you're on. The food I give you. Even though you don't need it for sustenance, it's for your memories. I give you tangible things. Make you feel more than agony. If I run my finger over your lips like this, you feel something good. If I stroke your hair, you feel comforted. And if I kiss you, you feel wanted. And now, you're aware of what I am and what I can do. So you don't need to wonder anymore. I can't break what's already broken. No, it's not my intention to fix you. It's not my duty to either. I take how I find you and tend to it. Gather all the pieces together and see the many different pictures I can make. Because your beauty deserves to be admired, and I admire it. In your world, you all are obsessed with making things perfect. Looking perfect, feeling perfect, this has to be perfect. There is no such thing as perfection. You created that yourselves, and then stress over something that can never be achieved. A concept that isn't real. Is a strand of hair out of place? Or do you believe it's out of place? Is the function of hair to be neat the way you like it? It isn't to stop perfection. It is how you're supposed to be. Not perfect, but existing. And here, to me, how you look right now is beautiful. Before I gave you your skin back, you were beautiful. In any kind of way, no matter how you look, you will be beautiful and broken and mine. You want me to remind you that you're owned, that you belong, that you interest me. It's no wonder you're making sure I feel attached, that I'll have no reason to let you go other than boredom. And I am very entertained. In time, you will become part of my house and have duties, but you will always be bound to me unless I end it myself. If you prove useful, you might be a punisher, but that will take centuries of your time, and it's not something to think about right now. Feel me. That's what I want you to do. I've cleaned you up enough. Sleep. You're literally not in a position to make demands. I'll sleep beside you when I want to, okay? No, you're staying tied. Sleep well if you can. Don't worry, I'll be watching you. Use that as consolation. Rest, my Ixus.